Hey guys, welcome back. It's Taylor
and Tony
and Grayson's here too. So today we really wanted to do the first time tag. So
first times.
Yeah. First times.
Okay. Isn't a list of like 50?
It's a list. It's a long list, but we're gonna skip a few because some of them we've never even done before.
Yeah, we're a bunch of good children.
Yeah. Anyways, so first one, first app you check when you wake up in the morning. Mine is definitely either Snapchat or Instagram.
Snapchat, I feel like, is one of the first I check because of streaks, but Instagram as well. So.
All right. First broken bone. Have you ever broken a bone?
No, I don't think I have.
Me either.
So.
First foreign country you've ever visited. I've never been out of the country.
I've been to Vietnam on one occasion. It was nice. I was there for two months over the summer, my third grade year in school, and I went over there and saw family, and it was a nice time. I enjoyed it. I saw a lot of things and met a lot of people and had fresh durian, which was nice. So
fresh what?
Durian. Everyone thinks it's like the smelly fruit that smells like trash or gasoline, but I like it. It's like creamy.
I've never heard of that.
It's good though. I like it.
So the next one is your first Instagram or Twitter post. So mine was, it was a retweet from Bethany Moda, and it says, "Oh, so my pet unicorn Fred isn't real? Haha. Okay, come on, Fred. We don't need this." And that was back in 2013.
Yeah, that's pretty far back. for my first Twitter post, it was during the Planet Side 2, like, faction war stuff. And I tweeted out, like, "Come on, NC, we got this," or something. And that was back in, like, January 2013. And then for Instagram, I have this picture of my cousin wearing this rice bowl on his head, and I think I said, like, something about getting ready for the army or something. That was so far ago. That was so long ago.
So, my Instagram, I used to delete a lot of my older posts, so this probably isn't the very first one, but there's this picture, and I'm doing, like, a heel stretch when I was, like, 10 years old, and then when I was 15, and just showing the improvement. Kind of weird, but yeah. Anyways, the next one is first makeup item. So mine, probably foundation or mascara. Honestly, I don't really even know.
Wow.
I don't think Tony owns any makeup.
Let me think about it. My first makeup item was probably this lipstick that I took from my mom and
some
probably
fake lashes.
Put on my face when I was like 7 years old.
Anyways, the next one is your first plane ride you've ever went on. I'm pretty sure the first plane ride I've ever been on was when I lived in Michigan, and we would fly to Missouri and visit.
Oh, okay. My first plane ride was also my trip to Vietnam, except it was from St. Louis to LAX, because we had to stop there and
connecting flights.
Yeah, connecting flights. So that was my first time on a plane.
The first time I ever got into trouble at home and school. I don't remember at home, probably just getting into things I shouldn't be getting into.
Right. Grayson over here is going to be a troublemaker at home.
Oh my god. Yeah, he's crazy already. You're crazy, Grayson. But at school, I used to get in trouble a lot. Not a lot, but, like, sometimes I would get in trouble for, like, talking in school, which is surprising. If anyone knows me, that's very surprising for you.
Yeah, what the heck? You don't even talk to me.
I'm pretty sure I even got detention one time because...
What?
Yeah, like, lunch detention.
You're a bad girl.
I know. I'm terrible.
First time I got in trouble at home. When I was younger, I was a little troublemaker sometimes.
But you also got, like, strict... Asian
but I
parents.
Got strict parents, so I would get in trouble often for doing things that sometimes other kids wouldn't get in trouble for. But at school, when I was at home?
Yeah.
I don't even remember, though. Just, like, me and my brother, like, fighting or something, and then they'd make us go, like, time out on the wall or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, kneel against the wall and put our head up on the wall. It was some, the Vietnamese thing. I don't remember. I don't know what it's called now, but that was the form of punishment. But at school, the time I remember was in, like, we had this gifted program called, like, GT or something. And I was in there, and I didn't do homework one day. And we went down there, and the teacher is like, "Why didn't you do your homework?" I'm like, "I don't know. I didn't." And she's like, "Well, you don't get recess. You have to do your homework." And I broke down crying. So that was my time getting in trouble. And it was horrible.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one was the first time you were ever allowed to put on makeup. So I was in dance. I don't even remember when I started, but I was very young. And when you go on stage, you have to wear makeup. So I basically wore makeup my whole life. But the time that I honestly, like, I started wearing it out in public was probably when I was 12, probably. I don't think Tony wears makeup. Maybe you do. I can't tell.
I've secretly worn a foundation since the age of 7.
Wow. It's so natural, I couldn't even tell. First YouTuber you subscribed to, I'm pretty sure mine was Jenna Marbles.
Oh, okay.
I want to say.
I don't remember mine. I have an idea, though. It's either the Yogg's Cast, when they did their Minecraft stuff way back in the day, or Paul Source Jr. when he first did his, like, Minecraft tutorial stuff when I first started playing Minecraft. But those were probably one of the first. I can't remember for sure, though.
Yeah. Okay, next one. First time you went shopping on your own. So I probably went to Target for the first time alone, and I was 16, just got my license, just got my car, and yeah, I used to go to Target a lot.
Shopping on my own. I don't know, I feel like just going to like Chinooks or Walmart or something and just grabbing something real quick.
Yeah.
Just nonchalantly. It wasn't that important.
Okay. My first boyfriend / girlfriend. So my first boyfriend was freshman year, and
what a player.
Huh?
What a player, freshman year.
Me?
Yeah.
No. He was okay, I was a freshman, he was a sophomore, and
wow.
Older guy, right? He wasn't a good guy. He was kinda mean, and a bunch of like stuff got involved into the relationship, and it was just not, I don't even know, it was just a weird experience. So who was your first girlfriend?
My first girlfriend was actually my right hand.
Oh my god.
No, my first girlfriend is Taylor, of course, because I didn't date through high school or middle school. I only started dating in senior year of high school into college. And
it wasn't even your senior year.
I was, like, to be fair, I was done with senior high school by that point. Mm. So, summer of senior year. So, I started dating you, and you're my first girlfriend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, yeah.
Our first car. Mine was a Ford Focus.
First car, 2011 Toyota Camry. Oh, it was an amazing car. Oh my god, I miss it.
My first celebrity crush. I don't even know. I really like Taylor Lautner a lot.
I keep forgetting that's a guy. I keep forgetting Taylor is a mailman as well.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Yeah, Shark Boy. Back in his prime.
Ooh.
In middle school.
10-year-old me watching it.
My first celebrity crush. I don't even know. I wasn't really big into celebrities or anything.
Yeah, me either, honestly. Like, I'm still not really big into celebrities. Except for Billie Eilish.
Well, she's an artist. So.
She's amazing, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I have a crush, to be honest. I don't remember any.
Alright. The next one is my first cooking experience. In middle school is when I really started, like, cooking on like the stove, you know.
Yeah.
And I honestly would always make boxed macaroni and cheese. That's all I knew
how
to make.
Really,
that's still really all
though?
I know how to make. I don't know. Well, then maybe
just
I just
boil
don't
it and mix in some cheese.
Maybe I just don't have a cooking experience because that's all I really know how to cook.
That's fair. I made eggs one time.
Eggs.
Or really far when I was living with my grandparents back in like the late 2000s, and I made eggs. That was nice.
Alright, my first crush. My first crush was in freshman year of high school, and I don't know. Well, no, actually, it was in middle school.
You gotta describe Scratch him. That. You gotta describe Scratch him. Like
that. It was actually in middle school, and he was in the same grade as me.
Wow.
And we had the same gym class, and I kind of liked him, but nothing ever happened, so.
Oh, that's sad. My first crush.
Never mind. I'm just not even gonna say it.
No, say it now. Say it.
I already forgot what I was gonna say.
Oh, wow. Okay. My first crush was second grade, and there was this new girl that came in.
I gotta know the story.
There's this new girl who transferred in, and she was pretty cute, and me being a second grader was like, oh, am I catching the feels? Yeah, that was...
I like what I see.
Second grade me, you know. Alright.
First ever cell phone. My first cell phone was a Pantech Hotshot.
What year did you get it? Do you remember? Or what grade you got it in?
Sixth or seventh. I think it was seventh grade when I got it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Was it a
cool phone.
Was it like a flip phone?
No. Oh. It was touchscreen.
What?
Yeah, but it never... So we live in a place that gets really hot in the summer, and this phone would not work when it's hot outside. So, I couldn't really use it half the time.
Oh, really?
What was yours?
God, it was like...
Probably a Cricket.
No, it wasn't a Cricket. It was the, I think, a Samsung Smiley, where it was the, it's like the sliding phone.
Yeah.
And I liked it, like, it was small. It was easy to use, and it was, I got in like sixth grade. Sixth grade, because that's when we just moved here and my parents were working, and so they were like, here's a phone, use it to call us when you get home and stuff like that. And so that's what I would do. And yeah, it was a nice little phone. Had some games on it, but you couldn't play it because it wasn't free.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true. Next one, first ever date. So what is the first ever date I've been on? Let me think. So,
like, with your other boyfriends?
Have yeah, with my other dates? Boyfriends. Yeah.
Like, did they bring you out anywhere?
Okay.
Did you ever
so,
do anything like that?
I'm just gonna say the first official date was when the guy could actually drive instead of our parents driving us. So,
right.
First date. I honestly don't even know. Probably like a walk in the park or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like junior year. That's other right. than that, it was like a movie double date and our parents drove us.
Oh yeah. I don't think I've been on a date since I like before I saw you. And so maybe our first date was like
the park? No, actually that's not the first date because you kept moving away from me when I was trying to get closer to you. And you wouldn't put your arm around me.
Date bowling with the double date. Was that our first date?
I don't really know.
It was pretty early on.
Yeah.
Or mini golf.
Mini golf.
Mini
golf
might have been our first
date.
Wow,
we don't even remember our first date.
It's so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like a year.
No, our first date, homecoming. Because that's when we started dating.
That's true. Because before I only went to like hang out.
Yeah. So homecoming was our first date.
Yeah, homecoming was our first date then. Wow. Wow.
First kiss. My first kiss. Yeah, Grayson.
Grayson wants to talk in this
I was
one.
Grayson's first kiss.
Excuse me. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, if I was Grayson's first kiss.
No.
Wow.
So my first kiss was outside of a bathroom. And
Wait. Outside of a bathroom.
Yeah, we were next to the bathroom doors and we kissed.
How romantic.
During science class.
How romantic.
He asked to go to the bathroom and then just like waited there for me, and then 5 minutes later I asked to go to the bathroom and then we just met there and kissed, and then we went back to class.
Where you guys were like really giddy, really happy.
Was that me?
After like your first kiss, like really happy, like ecstatic.
I don't even know what I was thinking. I didn't know what to do. I was just sitting there. I was standing there with my lips puckered and I
And he just looked at you.
No, he was, like, making out with me, but I was just standing there with my lips puckered because I didn't know what to do.
Oh, he was going at it, and you're like, this is weird.
Yeah. That was okay. My first time ever.
My first kiss was outside your house when I was, like...
It wasn't outside our house. It was
in
our
the
house.
Doorway.
My house.
In the doorway.
It was in the doorway.
Because I was leaving. I was like, hey, could I get a kiss? And you're like,
oh,
okay. And you kind of smooched. And yeah. Then I was like, all right, bye.
It was pretty awkward, honestly.
It was the first one.
Your first time ever. It's okay.
I mean, I got better. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
All right.
Next one, first fear. I don't even know.
Fear would probably be heights.
Yeah, like heights
or zombies.
Spiders. Yeah, zombies, definitely.
Or like demons. I don't know. Scary movies. No, wait. If we're doing scary movies and stuff, first fear was man eating sheep. Because I watched Black Sheep as like a little kid, and that scarred me, and I was like, I don't want to ever look at like man eating sheep and stuff like that. Green. But like other than that, heights, zombies, demons, vampires, the usual scary stuff, even though they're not real.
So, first friend in college. So I don't really, the first friend that I've ever been like actually like close to that went to college is Tony. So you?
Yeah, that's me. My first friend in college, we had this thing where it's like it would be just orientation where you would like meet all these people. So I knew a group of guys, but I wasn't really that close to them. And my first friend I would really say was my roommate, Michael, because he was a pretty chill guy. So I would consider him my first like actual college friend.
Oh, friend. Okay. When you're in college, your first friend you made.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've never been to college, so I don't have any friends from my college.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. It's just what it is.
Yeah. So, your first job. My first job was at Fazoli's right when I turned 16.
That's it? Don't want to describe it or anything?
It was very understaffed and it was very stressful, but I got through it.
Yeah, my first job was at Culver's my junior year, maybe senior year of high school, and it was okay. I went there because I knew people there and worked
there
for a little bit. I did meet you there, actually.
Uh-huh.
So that was nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your first language. My first and only language is English.
Wait, didn't you take like French or Spanish or anything like that?
I didn't know it like fluently.
That's fair. My first language has to be Vietnamese, I think, because my parents are Vietnamese, and so that's what they would talk to me in when I was younger. But now, like, I'm primarily English speaking, mm-hmm. even though I do speak some Vietnamese.
Say something in Vietnamese.
No.
Say.
I don't know what to say. Exactly. Moving on.
Whatever. My first love, probably you, honestly.
Really? You didn't feel like a first love when you were dating?
No.
Dating other guys?
No.
Or like, you're like, I love this person?
Nope. You've made me realize what love is.
Oh, that's sweet. Now I don't know what to say because I'm like, who was my first love?
Well, okay, by first love, I mean like boyfriend, girlfriend, so obviously...
Obviously that just...
It would be me.
That defaults to you then.
Duh.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I would say you're my first love too. By default.
Wow, okay.
No, right. You are my first love and my only love.
My first pet. I had a dog. Basically, only dogs, except for...
What was their name?
We had one named Pepper, and then she died.
Oh, rest in peace,
and then,
Pepper.
Yeah, and then we got a dog named Roxy, and then she died.
Rest in peace, Roxy.
Yeah, she died in, like, 2014, I think. And I had a hamster, too. His name was Fred. I had him for, like, 2 or 3 years. He lived a long time, maybe 4 years, honestly. He lived for a long time for a hamster.
Right.
And I had a fish, too, a beta fish. His name was Beta.
His name was
Beta. Blue.
Beta the blue beta fish, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've only had fish. Maybe this one turtle that I found and wanted to keep. But it mostly just fish. He still has fish.
I don't have any pets now.
I still have fish because my fish live long, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But I didn't really name my fish. I just like looking at them and stuff.
Oh, Grayson.
Grayson, you want a pet fish, don't you?
You want a dog too. And a hamster and a turtle and everything, huh?
Yes, Grayson.
Yeah.
Alright, I think I should change him.
Alright, we're back. The next one is first piercings and when did I get it? So my first piercing was my earlobes, mm-hmm. and that was when I was like 7, probably 6 or 7.
Okay, yeah.
And then I got like double piercings when I was 14, 15, mm-hmm. and got my tragus when I was 15 or 16.
I've never had a piercing. I won't ever be getting one anytime soon, so.
Alright. Okay, this one. My first sexual experience.
Does masturbation count?
Oh my god. No.
No?
Then I would say with someone else.
Then when we first started getting steamy.
Homecoming night.
Really? Homecoming night?
Yeah.
What were we doing homecoming night? I don't even remember.
Anyways.
Now you gotta explain the story now. What did we do? Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No, that I wouldn't even count that. So what were you saying?
Like the first time we ever had sex.
Sure. Yeah.
Wait. What was your first?
No, let's just do the first time.
Excuse me.
Are you gonna answer?
The first time we had sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Answer.
Oh, you want me to describe it?
Yeah. Or not in detail, but like describe it.
It was at my dorm room on my roommate's bed. Or bed frame, because we switched the mattresses.
Okay, let me explain. So, before I came over... I guess his roommates were like rearranging the room because we didn't want to do it on his bed.
Yeah, because it was so high up.
It was squeaky. It was squeaky, and it was so high up that we were afraid that someone's head would be hit.
Yeah, because the ceiling was right there.
And so, we switched mattresses from his dorm mate's bed. Oh my god. They all did this. I didn't know that they were switching mattresses. And then when I came there... There were, like, posters on the wall. Remember this? It was, like...
Oh, yeah, Kosh put up posters for some reason.
Like, saying, like, don't have sex, you'll get pregnant and die from that one movie. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, another one with... it was a picture of him in his, like, cap and gown.
Yeah, just there. Looking.
Oh,
he's like,
God.
I want you to look at this and remember. So
that was,
That was the first time.
Very romantic.
It was. It was a nice time.
Yeah. First swear word... Probably.
Grayson, you can't say that.
Yeah, it's inappropriate.
You little boy.
Mine was probably... I honestly don't even know. Probably something small, like, shit.
Mine was probably like, what the fuck.
Yeah.
Something small.
Okay, what the fuck isn't like a small word.
Fine.
I would say like...
Does crap count?
No.
Dang.
I don't even know if damn. I don't even know if that would count. Am I weird? In my opinion, damn isn't that bad of a word.
Yeah, that's fair.
First thought today, well, Grayson woke me up, so I was like, I really want to go back to sleep. That was my first thought.
First thought for the day was like, why is my alarm going off? But then I remembered I set it at 9:30, and I went to sleep at 2 a.m., so very good on me.
All right, next one. My first toy. I don't know what kind of toy you're talking about, but...
Yeah. What was your first toy?
First toy. We're just gonna say as a kid, because we're virgins in here. In
yeah,
adult.
Sure. Yeah.
We're, yeah. Okay. First toy, probably like a doll, or one of those little baby toys.
Yeah. The first toy I remember was this train set that I got for Christmas. Yeah, Grayson,
ooh,
you want a train set?
It was fun. Yeah.
I miss it. One day. We'll go back and get one, Grayson.
Let's see. First book I remember reading. It was this one book. I don't remember what it's called, but I remember it was like my favorite book ever. And it was in middle school, sixth grade, I think. And it was about this girl.
Your first book?
First book that I remember reading.
Oh, okay.
That like stands out to me. So it was in middle school, sixth grade, and it was this book about this girl, and then her older sister was like trying to be perfect, and she ended up like dying somehow. I think she like overdosed. Dear. Yeah, on like her birthday or something like that, and no one was paying attention to her. It was all about her older sister.
Oh, I see.
And I don't remember what it was called, but it was a pretty good book. Next one is first concert I've ever attended. Mine was definitely the Cheetah Girls when I was like 5 or 6.
First concert was actually with you when we went to Lord at SLU.
Oh, that was a good concert. That was your first one?
Yeah, I've never... Well, wow. Yeah, like, actual concert. I don't consider, like, going to with my parents to, like, a Vietnamese thing as a concert, so.
All right. That was a good day.
Yeah, that was a nice day to go.
Word is amazing, honestly.
It was cold, though. It was freezing.
Yeah, we walked there, and it was pretty cold.
It was fun. Right.
The first person I talked to today, that would definitely be Tony.
Yeah. Yeah. You were the first person I talked to today as well.
Who was it?
It was you.
Are you sure?
Because I woke up and looked at Snapchat, and you were like, hey, do you want to come over? I'm like, and then I fell back asleep and forgot to respond. Mm-hmm. But you were definitely the first person I talked to today because no one else replied to my snaps.
You see, I always got your back.
I know.
All right, next one is the first person you text when something happens. You, Tony, always.
I would probably text you, but I call people before you. Like my parents.
Oh, your parents?
Like, well, if it was an emergency.
Yeah, if it was something serious like that, then I would, like, tell my parents first. But if it's, like, I accidentally ran a stoplight, I would probably be like, oh my god, I just ran a stoplight.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like,
yeah.
Something little like that. Something
little
stupid.
I would text you, but if it was serious, I'd call my parents or something.
The first thing I do every morning...
First thing you do every morning, it said?
Yeah. Grayson is my alarm clock, so I wake up whenever Grayson wakes up. So usually the first thing I do in the morning is change his diaper and feed him.
Yeah, Grayson. What's the first thing you do in the morning? You say hi to your mom.
Wake up, mama. Yeah.
Let's see, first thing I do in the morning... I'm pretty good on sending snaps pretty early in the morning, so that's one of the first things I do. If not, then it's usually like take a piss and brush my teeth.
So. Yeah, I get to pee after I feed Grayson. First thing I do when I get home, definitely go pee.
First thing I do when I get home is open the front door.
Okay.
So, I mean... Other than that, it's, like, walk up to my room and put up my stuff, or, like, put up whatever I'm putting up. Or, no, first thing I do is take off my shoes.
Yeah, he always takes off
his shoes. I always take off my shoes when I go in my house, no matter what.
And my house. No matter whose house.
No matter whose house. So.
First time you ever got drunk. I've never been drunk before.
I have also never been drunk before, so can't relate.
First wedding I attended... So, this wasn't really a wedding, but, like, my aunt and uncle were, I think it was, like, one of their anniversaries, like, one of their big ones, so they, like, redid their wedding, just...
Oh, wow, like, renewing vows and stuff?
Yeah, and I was, nice. I was a flower girl, so...
my first wedding was my aunt's wedding, and I was a flower boy, and then after that, I was the beer boy, where I ran beers to the older adults... And, yeah, it was a fun wedding, though. They had, like, this nice open, like, roof car that drove around. It was all, like, decorated and, like, flowers and bows and stuff. And, like, just married. And a limo. Oh, that was neat. Mm-hmm. So, it was a fun wedding.
The first party you've ever been to. So, I've never been to, like, one of those typical high school parties. But I think I was like a freshman, and one of my friends that I knew at the time was throwing a Halloween party, and I went to that. But there wasn't, it was just like a regular
party.
Just nothing.
No drinking, no.
Yeah, nothing crazy, honestly.
Okay. I've never been to a high school party or a college party. I mean, I have parties with my friends.
They're video game parties.
Like LAN parties. Yeah. So, like, they're fun. Uh-huh. I don't mind staying up late playing games, messing with the guys, so.
Mm-hmm. First sleepovers. So, mine was probably when I was, like, 9. Probably.
Yeah, what was it like? Was it, like, a birthday party, a friend?
No, just a friend.
Okay. My first sleepover would probably be one of my LAN parties, where I just stay over at someone's house and sleep there after playing games and eating pizza and stuff like that. So, I think it was actually high school when I first stayed over at a friend's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like guys don't really have as many sleepovers as girls.
Yeah, that's fair. I sleep over for, like, playing games and stuff, or got planned, so.
Our first sleepover, I was pregnant. Well, no. Yeah, I was pregnant.
Yeah, you were pregnant.
And
I just stayed over.
Was the first time you stayed the night at my house the day before we found out his gender?
Yeah, maybe, actually.
I think it was.
Yeah, because we were going to the morning.
Yeah, I didn't sleep at all.
I was fast asleep.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. No, during my pregnancy, I, like, could not sleep.
Yeah, you had terrible. A hard time. You were always up and doing chores and stuff like that.
I made brownies at 5 in the morning one time because, like, I couldn't sleep.
That's rough. But they were good brownies, so. Yeah.
Bless you. All right, well, that's the whole list. Well, kind of. There's a lot on there that we've never done.
Was that the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grayson? Yeah.
Gotta say anything?
Gotta say anything, Grayson? Yeah.
All right. That's all.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, it's a podcast, not a video. My bad.
Bye.
Bye.